David Osborne, OSBORN, 2/19/25, today 4/13/62. Mr. Osborne is a 62-year-old gentleman who comes in today because he has some left knee pain. His pain is behind his knee. He said he knows he had some kind of cyst in the past period. In the paragraph, he also would like to be checked because he's 62 years old. He says he was told one time he had some carotid stenosis, has had arm pain and leg pain off and on. He's a heavy drinker. He thinks his liver may be damaged because of his drinking, has had issues with BPH. He gets up 4 or 5 times a day despite being on Flomax at this time. He says he took some kind of tea that really helped him with his BPH symptoms, period. In the paragraph, he has alcohol-induced neuropathy, he takes gabapentin, and he has a history of blood pressure issues, and he's on losartan, period. In the paragraph, we talked about sleep apnea, and he says he might have it, but he's not interested in workup, and has never been told. He's never actually had the test done, period. He was hospitalized and almost died in 2020 because of COVID and multiple medical issues and problems, but somehow he's recovered. But has not been motivated enough to change his lifestyle, period. Allergy, none. COVID immunization, up to date. Medical problems, hypertension, BPH, neuropathy, leg pain, arm pain, glaucoma. Medication, losartan, 50 milligram once a day, gabapentin, 300 BID, pilocarpine eye drops, and Flomax 0.4 twice a day. Surgery, his hernia surgery, social. Heavy drinking history, no smoking. He hasn't smoked for years. He's married. He works in sales. Family history, dad is alive, mom died of chronic renal failure and coronary artery disease, colonoscopy was done last year, period. The paragraph, he's complaining of knee pain, left side, you know, he had emphysema, he had a cheese, and other issues that and concerns that was mentioned above, period. 211 pounds, 98%, 97.9, 18, 53, 154 over 88, period. In the paragraph, he states that his blood pressure is normally better, but he's having knee pain today. Heart positive, 1 positive, 2, lungs are clear, abdomen is soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, arm, mucosal with hernia, neurological non-focal. There is slight swelling behind the left knee. Examination of the left knee reveals possible Baker cyst. Ultrasound shows a 1.5 centimeter Baker to 2 centimeter Baker cyst behind the left knee. We'll treat with dexamethasone, dexamethasone 10 milligram plus Medrol, Dospac, and Celebrex at home. Next number, as far as his arm pain is concerned, it's multifactorial. No sign of PVD or DVT was noted. Next number is leg pain related to his Baker's cyst. Also, neuropathy. Next number, he needs to quit drinking, but he's not interested. Next number is most likely he has sleep apnea, especially with RVH and his echocardiogram, but he's not interested in doing that either. Next one was hypertension, barely controlled, but he says it's because of his pain. He's not willing to start increasing his losartan. He also, next number, he's had blood work done less than 6 months ago, was told everything was okay. Next one is BPH, doesn't want to see a urologist, wants to continue with Flomax and use the tea that he used before. Next one was neuropathy. Next one was leg pain. Next one was all related to alcohol. Next number, hypertension. Next one is lymphadenopathy in the neck. Next one is at least his colonoscopy is up to date. Next one is he got Celebrex 200 milligram 2ID number 200 milligram BID number 180. Next one is Medrol, Dospac. Next one is dexamethasone IM. Next one is again, I brought this around to talk about his drinking and his symptoms, but found patient to be somewhat refractory. Next number, we'll get a copy of his blood work from previous physician that was less than 6 months ago. Next one is carotid stenosis. Stable, shows some soft plaques that needs to be rechecked. Next time his findings were discussed with David at length before leaving the office. Thank you. Oh, by the way, he's not interested in a workup regarding his sleep apnea either. Thank you.